Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 17, Conclusion. Fundamentally, agorism is the willingness to do what it takes to manifest a free society, even if it's illegal, as long as it is ethical. Most agorists currently focus on commerce, and if you read The New Libertarian Manifesto by Samuel Edward Konkin III, which is the first explanation of agorism, commerce is the first step toward creating a society in which all relations between people are voluntary exchanges. The advent of Bitcoin, anonymous online marketplaces like Silk Road, and events like Porkfest have all proven that commerce is possible without coercive institutions like licenses and regulations. The freedom movement is ready to do more than counter economics. So, if the illegitimate ethical guidelines of legacy institutions hamstring meaningful research on authoritarian sociopathy for the sake of safeguarding against the disastrous consequences of militarizing society, it is time for us to cast off such restrictions and devise new guidelines consistent with our own ethics. If professors will not spread their findings beyond their classrooms and peer-reviewed journals, then it is time to conduct our own renegade psychological experiments. They need to be the subject of documentaries and TV shows that become part of the mainstream culture, so we're not just talking about two experiments that occurred in the 1970s. We're talking about dozens, even hundreds of experiments repeated over and over and over again. We need everyone to be commenting on them and discussing them and writing papers and books about them. We need to show the world beyond a shadow of a doubt that power corrupts absolutely and that corrupt power deserves no obedience.